I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, September 20th. The National Guard will be helping get kids to school in Quincy. Quincy is one of five more communities getting assistance from the National Guard to make up for a shortage of school bus drivers. Members of the Guard will be driving transport vans known as 7D vehicles for students with special needs. More than 190 National Guard members are helping transport special needs students in several communities across the state. Up to 250 Guard members are available to offer assistance. Quincy was short 13 school bus drivers at the start of the school year. The school department says it will train new drivers. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito will be in Quincy this morning to announce a new round of Green Community Competitive Grants as part of Climate Week in Massachusetts. Polito will join Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch this morning at 9 o'clock on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. The Green Communities Division provides grants, technical assistance, and local support from regional coordinators to help municipalities reduce energy use and costs by implementing clean energy projects in municipal buildings, facilities, and schools. Quincy has received previous green community grants of up to $1 million to upgrade lighting and ventilation systems in several school buildings and to purchase hybrid vehicles. There are currently 280 communities in Massachusetts designated as green communities. Ward 2 City Councilor Anthony Andronico wants an update from city officials on how the federal stimulus funds Quincy received earlier this year have been spent so far, and also wants the administration to gather public input to determine how the remaining money should be spent. Mayor Koch in March announced Quincy would be getting $46.3 million from the American Rescue Plan. In May, the mayor announced the city would be using a portion of that money and part of the $10 million earmarked for Quincy College to buy the Monroe Building and a nearby parking lot in Quincy Center for $15 million. Andronico will introduce a resolution seeking a full accounting of the city's spending to date at tonight's city council meeting. The resolution also asks the administration to seek public input on how the remaining funds should be spent, either using an online survey or through public hearings. The city council meets remotely tonight at 6:30. Well, the Christmas Festival Committee announces the theme contest for the Quincy Christmas Parade is underway. The committee is seeking public nominations for the theme of the 68th annual parade, which will be held on Sunday, November 28th. This marks the return of the Quincy Christmas Festival Committee events, as all but the annual tree lighting had to be canceled last year due to the pandemic. The parade theme plays a significant role in float preparation for the annual event and is an important step in planning each year's parade. The contest is open to all. The winner gets a gift and is invited to ride in a convertible in the parade on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. All entries must be received no later than Friday, October 8th. They should be dropped off at 1 Marymount Parkway in Quincy. A bill that would scrap the MCAS test as a graduation requirement in Massachusetts is the subject of a virtual public hearing at the State House today. The bill would replace the standardized test with what supporters describe as a broader and democratically determined framework to measure school quality, along with more authentic forms of demonstrating student achievement. The bill would create a grant program to let teachers, students, parents, and local school districts set goals for their public schools, decide how best to evaluate if the goals are being met, and identify what resources are needed to realize the goals. It would also require the state to offer multiple pathways for students to demonstrate that they've met the mastery standard for the competency determination, including options that do not require a student to take a standardized test. The Massachusetts Teachers Association supports the bill. Virtual hearing is set for this morning at 11 a.m. A salmonella outbreak includes 7 sick people in Massachusetts. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating the outbreak. At least 127 people have gotten sick across 25 states. The number of illnesses could be higher because not every case requires medical attention. The CDC has not identified a food source yet for the outbreak. Salmonella symptoms include diarrhea, high fever, vomiting, and signs of dehydration. An Allegiant aircraft traveling from Tennessee to Boston blew out a tire yesterday after what passengers described was a rough landing on the airfield at Logan Airport. There were no injuries, and the 154 passengers and 6 crew members deplaned on the tarmac using air stairs, where they were assisted by firefighters and bused to the terminal. Because the plane was disabled on the airfield, passengers deplaned via the stairs and were bused to the terminal. There were 154 passengers and 6 crew on board. Nobody was hurt. The Jeff Koons Memorial Foundation hosted its 20th and final Memorial Road Race, Walk, and Family Day in his honor yesterday in Abington. The event was founded in memory of Jeff Koons, an Abington husband and father of 3 who was killed in the terrorist attacks on September 11th. He was aboard American Airlines Flight 11 when it crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. The yearly event pays tribute to those who lost their lives on 9/11 and troops who fought in wars after the attacks. This year, it also honored the essential workers for their role in the COVID-19 pandemic. The 5K event featured free food, music, and raffles, along with other free activities like face painting, caricatures, cookie decorating, bouncy houses, and more. Jeff's widow, Christy, was among the 1,200 people who participated in the road race. The money raised benefits the Jeff Koons Memorial Foundation, which assists military families through grants and special programs, and provides enrichment programs in the local schools and scholarships for Abington High School graduates. The foundation has raised over $1 million since 2001. A check of business news this morning. Stocks were down on Friday. The Dow lost 166. The NASDAQ fell 37. The S&P dropped 40. World stocks and U.S. futures are lower. The dollar and the euro are down, and oil at $71 a barrel. Sports: Patriots get their first win of the season over the Jets, 25-6. Red Sox beat the Orioles, 8-6. Boston will host the Mets tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high in the low 70s. Clear, comfortable tonight, low 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high of 73. Maybe some scattered showers on Wednesday, high 76. Showers around Thursday, high 76. The boater waves about a foot, light east wind, high tide 11:44 a.m. Sunrise at 6:29, set at 6:44. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, September 20th.